From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the reason a Russian plane crashed could be contained in a recovered box. Russia's defense ministry says search teams have found the main flight data recorder from a military passenger plane that crashed over the weekend in the Black Sea. Russian news agencies say the device would be delivered to Moscow for analysis as investigators try to figure out what caused the crash. Officials say that terrorism has not been ruled out in Sunday's crash, but that it is extremely unlikely. VOA's Daniel Sharp has more on that from Moscow.
The only thing we do know from authorities is that they were very quick to dismiss the possibility of terrorism. That was something that came out fairly early on before the investigation had really been underway. So that was something that they wanted to do to try and reassure the public very quickly. And also because it's a military plane, if there would be an attack, a terrorist attack on a military plane, of course, the implications of security breaches and so forth would be huge.
All 92 people on board the plane were killed. The defense ministry said that as of early Tuesday, search crews had found 12 bodies and many more body parts. 29 Turkish former police officers went on trial Tuesday, accused of aiding the failed military coup in July there, the first trial in Istanbul over the attempt that led to some 270 deaths. Renegade officers in Turkey's military used tanks, fighter jets, and helicopters in their July 15th attempt to unseat the government, attacking the parliament and other key buildings. Turkey blamed it on a network of followers of the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, an ally-turned-foe of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. While lawyers desperately tried to restore the impeached South Korean president's powers, politics advanced without her Tuesday as parties and potential candidates postured for elections that could take place in just months. Dozens of lawmakers split from the conservative ruling party and likely will try to create a party fielding outgoing UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon as its presidential candidate. Ban's potential rivals reacted by questioning his presidential credentials and touting their own ideas, including significant policy changes in regard with relations with nuclear-armed North Korea and allies, United States and Japan. The split came as investigators widened their inquiry into the scandal surrounding Park, who has been accused of allowing a longtime confidant of manipulating government affairs and colluding with a friend to extort money and favors from the country's biggest companies. U.S. Senator John McCain has pledged U.S. support to the security of Russia's three Baltic neighbors amid worries that the U.S. may not be fully committed to the defense of NATO allies, following statements by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. He added that Washington should consider basing troops permanently, at least in Estonia. McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says that while Washington remains committed to strong NATO operations, bilateral U.S.-Estonian military cooperation could be made more effective by upgrading U.S. troop status from less than a year rotation to permanent.
I think the presence of United States troops here in Estonia is a signal that we believe in what Ronald Reagan believed, and that is peace through strength. And the best way to prevent Russian misbehavior is by having a credible, strong military and a strong NATO alliance, of which Estonia is a very important part.
The Arizona senator, known for being critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday, started a tour of the three NATO members with fellow Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. After Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, they head for Ukraine, Georgia, and Montenegro. In Cambodia, opposition leader Sam Rainsy was sentenced in absentia to 5 years in prison Tuesday over a Facebook posting that raised questions about the validity of Cambodia's border with Vietnam. Rainsy, along with two members of his social media team, were found guilty of reposting a fake 1979 border treaty. The fake treaty purported to show Vietnam and Cambodia agreeing to dissolve their mutual boundary. Rainsy's lawyers argued that his aides found the mistranslated document on the internet and didn't know it was a fake.
That's the latest world news from VOA.